This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. A stunning twist in a New York mob trial involving an ex-FBI agent. A New York judge has dropped murder charges against Lindley DeVecchio, a former FBI supervisor who had been charged with helping a mafia informant commit four murders. The prosecutor's case fell apart because of evidence that has just emerged, audio tapes that discredit the star witness, a mob girlfriend. Here now to tell us all about it is NPR's Mike Pesca. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, these tapes come from a Village Voice reporter. His name is Tom Robbins. How did he get them, and what about these tapes throws everything into question?
10 years ago, Tom Robbins was interviewing a woman named Linda Shiro, and Linda Shiro is the girlfriend of a top mob killer, or a guy who died. And 10 years ago, Linda Shiro gave one version of accounts. Cut to today. Linda Shiro is the prosecution star witness, and she's saying that an FBI agent, Lindley DeVecchio, the man on trial, was involved and fingered all these informers to her ex-boyfriend, Gregory the Grim Reaper Scarpa. And there's a total contradiction there. The tapes that discredit the star witness were by the star witness herself, and she was giving two different stories in the span of 10 years. Prosecutors heard these tapes and said, we can't go on with the trial because this woman will have no credibility. And the whole case really hinges on her.
There wasn't really any other compelling evidence against DeVecchio. Does that mean he's just going to walk now?
Yeah, on these charges, it seems like he will. And there was a whole lot of evidence. And, you know, even prosecutors will say it's a very difficult case to build because what's an implication and how much is said? You know, these people don't like to record their conversations. And the way they built the case was all hinging on Linda Shiro. And as a result, it all has to be thrown out now.
Now, these tapes of Linda Shiro, they're about 10 years old now. This reporter from the Village Voice knows he's got this whole time, and they just come out now. What's going on with the timing of all this?
The reporter for the Village Voice was working on a book with his co-author. It was possibly going to be called something like Mafia Mistress, and they were interviewing Linda Shiro. The book deal never came together, and he made her promises. He said, what you're telling me is between us. But he's sitting there, and he's covering the trial, and he's facing the possibility that this FBI agent, Lindley DeVecchio, could go to jail for the rest of his life. And he's sitting on information that contradicts the star witness. So he's in an ethical bind. I did give promises to the star witness. On the other hand, she told me stuff that seems to be exonerating, or at least if introduced, would call into question. And so that's why on Tuesday, he published a long story in the Village Voice. He said, here's what Linda Shiro told me. It's totally different from what she's saying on the stand now. And as a result, one day later, they played the tapes at the trial, and they announced that, no more trial. He's going to walk because they have no case against him.
But might there be a future trial perhaps for Linda Shiro? Because now everything that she's saying on the stand seems to be contradicted. Is she going to get in trouble?
Yeah, and that's why the judge actually appointed a lawyer for her, because there's possible perjury charges. Now, what Linda Shiro is not talking. Her daughter, little Linda Shiro, whose father is Gregory the Grim Reaper Scarpa. She was his mistress. They were never married, but that's who the daughter is. Little Linda made the point, my mother never lied. She could say whatever she wants to a Village Voice or Daily News reporter. She's not under oath there. What she said in court was the truth, but it blows the case apart in either case.
Any sense of what the reaction is from the FBI? You know, this case was all about perhaps one of their guys being in cahoots with the mafia.
Yeah. 15 years ago, Lindley DeVecchio couldn't have a better reputation. He put together so many mob prosecutions that stuck. And one of the things he had to do, one of the things all agents have to do, is cultivate informants. And sometimes a great informant is a horrible person, like Gregory Scarpa. In fact, there was a point where, and this was testified to a trial, where Lindley DeVecchio heard about some killings that were going on within the Colombo crime family and said, we're going to win this thing, meaning his side. His fellow FBI agent had to say, by the way, Lindley, the we should be the FBI, not the part of the Colombo crime family that you've chosen to back. So his whole reputation, the FBI's reputation, has really been sullied. At the very least, it's true the top informants were killing with not impunity, but almost.
Final question. Who needs another season of The Sopranos when you've got this?
The Sopranos drew from this case in a number of ways. But there's stuff about this trial that could never be in The Sopranos because you wouldn't believe it, such as the fact that Gregory the Grim Reaper Scarpa actually helped J. Edgar Hoover put together prosecutions of the KKK in the South.
NPR's Mike Pesca in New York, thanks so much.
You're welcome.